Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samachem and Aleph. We're holding on Samach Dalda Mabez, three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara is going to continue our discussion of the Machlaikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that if after the Geirul, so we have a Sayer Lashem, we have a Sayer Lazazel, and then one of the Seirim die. So the Halacha is, let's say it's the Sayer Lazazel that dies, that's the example we've been giving, so we have a Sayer Lashem. So the Halacha is, you can't just replace the Sayer Lazazel, you have to get a new two Seirim, a new pair of Seirim, do a whole new Geirul, so one of them is going to become the Sayer Lazazel, and then the other one's going to be now a second Sayer Lashem. So the Mishnah said that you're only going to obviously use one of them, and then the other one is machlokes if we let it graze until it develops a mum, and then use the money to buy an adava, or if we let it die. But the only one of them actually gets used. And let's say again, in our example where the Sayer Lazazel dies, so now we have two Sayer Lashem, so only one of them gets used. So now which one gets used? So that's what we've been discussing. So Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that the Psul Dachoy applies even to Bali Chaim. Bali Chaim Nidachin. And therefore, the first Sayer is Pasul. So therefore, you have to use the second one. However, Rav says that no, Bali Chaim Ein Nidachin. Even though there is a Psul Dachoy, but it doesn't apply to live animals. And therefore, the first Sayer does not become pasul. And more than that, Rav says that you're even supposed to dafka use the first sayer, because mitzvah berishayin is a mitzvah to use it since it was designated first. So that's the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So now what happens with the other sayer? Again, if you Rav, the second sayer, and if you Rabbi Yochanan, the first sayer, what happens with the sayer that's not used? So there we had the machlokes. According to Rav Yehuda, it's considered it's one of the chatayis hamesis, and therefore you have to let it die. There's Allah HaMashim Sina, we've discussed in the past, about certain chatois, that if certain things happen, if the Bailam die, if it gets lost, it's a schapru ba'acher, which we'll discuss soon exactly which chatas hamesis this is, but Rav Yehuda holds it's one of the chatois hamesis, and therefore you have to let it die, you can't sell it, you can't wait until it develops a mum, and then sell it, and use the money to pay and buy an adava for the mizbeach. No, nothing doing, you have to just wait and let it die, because it's one of the chatois hamesis, and therefore you can't get any benefit from it. That was Rav Yehuda Shita, that's what you do with the other, with the second sayer. However, the chacham, the Tanakhama argued on Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama explained that no, that whole halach l'mesh misinai of chatayis hamesais, that's only by a chatas hayachid. However, here where it's a chatas hatzibur, it's a carbon sibur, so therefore there's no halach l'mesh misinai that you have to let it die. Rather, we could just say that you'd let it graze until it develops a mum. Once it gets a mum, we could sell it, we could sell it and use the money to buy an adava. But it's mavur in the Mishnah that even the Chachamim, even the Tanakhama, it's not the pshat that they're chalik on Rav Yehuda, and they say it's not a chatois hamesis. They just say that the halacha moshe misinai of chatois hamesis doesn't apply over here, because over here we're talking about the carbon sivur. And that's a very important point to realize for our sugi. That really lekuli alma, it's mavur in our Mishnah, that lekuli alma, this chatos be'etzem is one of the chatois hamesis. It's just that the chachamim say we don't actually have to let it die. We could wait until it develops a mum and sell it and use the money, because it's a carbon sibur. Okay, so Lekuli Alma, it's one of the Chatayis HaMesis. Now, the Shaila is which one? So the Gemara is going to assume that it's considered a Chatas Nischapru Baleha Ba'acher. Ba'acheres, that it's a chatos that if let's, that the Bailam got kapara through a different animal. So now there's a few scenarios of a chatos sheneschapru baileha. One of the probably the classic example would be if let's say Reuven he was Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, so he's chayv a chatos. So now he separates an animal, he designates an animal to be his carbon chatos, and then he loses it. So now he separates a new animal, and he taka uses that new animal now, and he brings it as his carbon chatas. Sometime later, he finds his original animal. He finds the original animal that he had designated for his carbon chatas. So that's called a chatas sheneschapru baleha ba'acheres. That's the classic example of a chatas sheneschapru baleha. And the halacha is that it goes lamisa. That's one of the chatayis. Hamesa is halach lamish misinai. Everyone's masking to such a halacha. That everyone agrees to. A regular carbon yachid, a chatas yachid, a person separates an animal, he loses it, he separates a new animal, brings that as his chatas, then he finds the original one, so that goes lamisa. The other extreme would be that everyone's going to agree that it's not a chatas hamesa, would be if, let's say, Reuven, he was Chai V'chatas, he was Michal Shabbos B'Shoigig, whatever it was, and so now he's Chai V'chatas, and already from the beginning, he separates two animals to be his Karban Chatas. He's a little bit of a nervous fellow, he's nervous something might happen, he wants to make sure that he has a Karban, so as backup, he separates, already from the beginning, he separates two animals for his Karban Chatas. So now, obviously, he's only going to bring one, he brings one for his Karban Chatas. Now, what's the halach of the other one? Is that called a Chatas Sh'nischapru Baleh Ba'acher, Ba'acheres? That Lukuli Alma is not a Chatais, that's not considered included in this Halacha Moshe Mesinai of a Chatas Sh'nischapru Baleha. That Chatas we'll just let it graze until it develops a mom, we'll use the money to buy Nedava. That Chatas does not go Lamisa. So those are the two cases where everybody agrees. One extreme is if you have a Chatas that the original one was only found after the Bailim, already separated the new one and got Kapara with the new one. And the other, that everyone agrees that it is a Chatas Sh'nischapru Baleha. The other case is if he separates from the beginning two animals, so he only uses one, that's everyone agrees is not a Chatas Sh'nischapru Baleha. There's a middle case that the Mishnah and Temura discusses in Chaf Gimel and Aleph, and that's subject to a Machlokes. And that is, again, we said the classic case that everyone agrees is a Chatas Sh'nischapru Baleha, is talking about where you only found the original one after you got Kapara with the new one. What would be the halacha if, again, the person, he was schayv a karban chatas, he separates an animal for his karban chatas. He loses that animal. So he separates now a new animal for his karban chatas. And before he brings the new one, he finds the original one. So now he has both of them in front of him. And then, of course, and he only brings one. So is that called a chatas sh'nischapru baleha? So that the Mishnah and Temura says is a machlekes. According to Rebbe, that does have a din of chatas sh'nischapru baleha, and it's going to go lemisa. The other one, which isn't used, is going to go lemisa. However, according to the Chachamim, that's not a case of chatas sh'nischapru baleha. Chatas sh'nischapru baleha is only if you find it afterwards. But here, where you found the original one before you got the kapara, so that's not a chatas sh'nischapru baleha. However, that seems to be the pshat. The Mishnah. However, Rabbi Abba Amar Rav in the Gemara and Temura over there, Rabbi Abba Amar Rav qualifies the halacha of the Mishnah, and he says that if you use the second one as the carbon, so again, you had an animal, the person had an animal, he separated it, he lost it, he separated the new one, and then he finds the original one before he brings the carbons. Now he has both of them in front of him. So if he brings the second one, the new one, as his carbon, says Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, so then everyone's maskim, so then the first animal is a chatas and nischapru baleha. That is considered included in the halacha Moshe Mesinai that it's going to go lemisa because that animal was the one that got lost. It was nischapru ba'acher, the bailim were nischapru with a different animal, and therefore that is included in the halacha Moshe Mesinai of a chatas nischapru baleha. That even the chachamim would agree. The machlekes and the mishnah is dafka discussing a case where the bailim brought the original one as his carbon. He found the original one before he brought any carbon, and then he used the original one. So does the second one have a din of chatas sh'nischapru baleha? The Chachamim say it doesn't. However, Rebbe says it does, because Rebbe views the fact that the person then designated the new animal, that takes on the din of the avuda, takes on the din of the animal that got lost. It takes on the din of the first one. So just like if you have the first one, if you use the second one, and you have the first one left over, so it has a din of a chatas sh'nischapru baleha, according to Rebbe, the same halacha applies to the second one. That if you have the second animal left over, that also has a din of a chatas sh'nischapru baleha. So again, just a quick chazara. The classic case of a chatas sh'nischapru baleha is a case where a person separates a carbon for his chiyuv chatas, he loses it, separates a new animal and brings that as his carbon, and then he finds the original one. That's classic chatas sh'nischapru baleha. Rabbi Abba Amar Rav says that included in that is also another case that everybody would agree is in a case where even if the person who's chayv the chatas, even if the bailim find the chatas before, he finds the original one before before he brings the carbon, but if he uses the new one, if he brings the second one as his actual carbon and then the day, so then the first one still has a din of chatas sh'nischapru baleha, and it's going to go lemisa. The Zemachloikis, Rebbe, the Chachamim, what's going to be the halacha if the Bailim used the original one, if they used the first one? So according to the Chachamim, it's not considered, the second one does not have a din of a chatas sh'nischapru baleha, and according to Rebbe, it does. So now says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, She'ein chatas sibur mesa. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that the Chachamim say that the reason why you could benefit from the animal, the second sa'ir, which is not being used, we say to let it graze until it develops a mum, we don't say that it has a din that it goes lamisa, it's because it's a chatas tzibur, it's because she'ein chatas tzibur mesa. The Halacha of Moshe Messina is only discussing chatas ha-yachid, but not chatas ha-tzibur. Mashma says the Gemara, hadi yachid, had our Mishnah have been discussing a case of a carbon yachid, be'atzam this case, ki haigavna mesa. Be'atzam this case, it is included in the Halacha of Moshe Messina of chatas ha-mesa. It just punked, it happens to be our Mishnah is discussing a carbon tzibur. But be'atzam, it is considered a part of the Halacha Mishnah Sinai of Chatayis HaMesas. So now, which one of the Chatayis HaMesas is our Mishnah? So presumably, the Gemara assumes over here that it's considered a case of a Chata Sheneschapu Baleha. That's the case. That's the type of there are five Chatayis HaMesas. Seemingly, our Mishnah, the reason why this is considered one of the Chatayis HaMesas, it's because it's a Chata Sheneschapu Baleha. Because over here we have two Sirim, and the Kohen Gadol only actually uses one, so the other one has a din of a chatash and ischapru ba'aleha. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, everything makes a lot of sense. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that which sa'ir gets used, the second one gets used. So which one's left over? It's the first one. So then everything makes sense. That's why the first one, that's the one that has a din of a chatash and ischapru ba'aleha. Could Rabbi Abba Marav, like we just quoted, Rabbi Abba Marav, the Amr Rabbi Abba Marav said, the hakol ma'idim, shenischapru b'she'in avuda. Everybody is masking. Even the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Temura agree that if you lamaisa, if you bring the second one, if you bring the one that wasn't lost, meaning the second one, so then avuda mesa, the first one, the one that got lost, that it goes the mesa. That's included in the halacha Moshe Sinai of a chatash and ischapru ba'aleha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah makes a lot of sense that even the Chachamim, they only said that it's because it's a carbon sibur that's why it doesn't go the mesa. Had it been a carbon yachid, it would have gone Misa. It is included in the Halacha Mishnah Sinai of Chatayis HaMesais because it's a Chatash and a Schabu Ba'alev. Because since you're using the second one, so the first one has a din of it's like an Avuda because Bali Chaim Nidachin, so it's like an Avuda. And since you're using the second one, so now the first one goes the Misa. However, says the Gemara, a little Rav, but according to Rav, we're really stuck because first of all, you're using the first one, so it's the second one that's being left over. And second of all, according to Rav, there's nothing that's like Avuda because Rav holds that Bali Chaim in a Nidachin. So nothing got lost over here. There was nothing that wasn't usable. So in fact, the Gemara, El Rav, Havali Kemafra Shtei Chatayis L'Achrayis. This case of our Mishnah would be comparable to a person who just from the onset, he separates two animals. He was that nervous guy. He separated two animals from the beginning to bring for his carbon. Which the halacha is, we said, L'Kuliyama, that's not considered one of the Chatayis HaMesis. The other one does not go the Misa. We say, let it graze until it develops a mum. So in fact, the Gemara, according to Rav, even had this been a chatas ha-yachid, it wouldn't have a din of going lamisa. So how does Rav learn our Mishnah that the Chachamim say it's because it's a chatas ha-tzibur, that's why it doesn't go lamisa. Mashma, had it been a chatas ha-yachid, it would go lamisa. But according to Rav, it's like a person, neither carbon is considered like avuda. Bali chaim ein nidachin, both carbonos are completely fine and usable. So therefore, it's like a person who separated two animals lachrayas, where no animals go lamisa. So how does Rav learn our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, v'amra v'ishaya, says the Gemara, and what's the problem if it's like a person who separates two animals achrayis? Because v'amar Rav Yishaya hifer shtei chatayis achrayis mischaper ba'achas mem v'ashniya tira, that if you use one of them, so now the other one you just let it graze, meaning it does not have a din of a chatas shemesa like we just explained before. So says the Gemara. So how does Rav learn our Mishnah? Explains the Gemara. Kaven da'amar Rav savor l'krebi yisi. Since Rav had already told us that Rav holds a krebi yisi da'amar mitzvah berishain. He said that you have to specifically use the first one because mitzvah berishain, so me'ikara kemafresh li'ibadami. This is not comparable to a case of a person who separated two animals lachrayas. When a person separates two animals lachrayas, he could perfectly use either one of them for his karban. There's no reason why he has to use one over the other. So therefore we say one of them is used and the other one does not have a din that it goes lamisa. But over here, since the first one, you had a din to use dafka the first one, because mitzvah berishain, so it's not like you separated the second one l'achrayis. It's like you separated it li'ibud, Rashi explains, and therefore it has the din of like a chata sheneschapru ba'aleha, and the second one, and therefore the second one, you're going to use the first one according to Rav, and the second one, be'etzem, we would have said goes l'misa, just the chachamim say it doesn't, because it's a chata satzibur. But that's why, if be'etzem would have gone lemisa. Says the Gemara Vayter. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah. that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Tamos, that the Chachamim said that the Sa'ir, the other Sa'ir, which is not being used, so you let it graze until it develops a mum. Rabbi Yehuda said that no, it has a din of Vechata Shemesa. So now the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yehuda is discussing whichever Sa'ir the Chachamim were discussing. The Chachamim said about the other Sa'ir that we let it graze until it develops a mum, and Rabbi Yehuda was saying about that Sa'ir that the din is Tamos. Seemingly he was talking about the same Sa'ir that the Chachamim were talking about. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Sheni Shebezug Risha Nira, who says that he says that we use the second one, and it's the first Sayer that has a din that we let it graze. So now, on that, Rabbi Yehuda Yamos, Rabbi Yehuda was saying about that first Sayer that no, it has a din, it goes to Misa, because and so therefore, now which Sayer are you going to use? Miskaper Bisheni, and that Shebezug Sheni, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it's not, you'll use now the second one. The first one will have a din that it's Thomas. He's chaylik on the Chachamim who said that it's Yira. He says it's Tamos. And now which one is he going to use to actually for the carbon? Either for the Sayer Lashem or for the Sayer Lazazel. He'll use the second one. So everything's fine. However, says the Gemara, El Rav the Amar Sheni Shebezuk Sheni Yira. But according to Rav, who says that it's the second one that we let graze, it's the first one that we're using. So according to the Chachamim, it's the second one that we let it graze. So that means it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda Yamos, Rabbi Yehuda saying that no, the second one dies, so then the Rav Yehuda, mikaper. So then which one is he going to actually use? So you'll say, what do you mean? He'll use the first one. No, but he can't use the first one, because we already showed earlier that according to Rav Yehuda, the halacha is that Bali Chaim Nidachin. Shitas Rav Yehuda is that Bali Chaim Nidachin. So the first one becomes pasul. So if Rav Yehuda says that the second one you let it die, so which one are you going to use? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Misavris Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shebezug Shenikai. Who told you that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about the same Sawyer that the Chachamim were talking about? Who says that he's talking about the second Sawyer when he says Thomas? Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shebezug Rishonkai. He was talking about the first Sawyer. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda's arguing on two fronts. On that which the Chachamim said that it's the first Sawyer that gets used, so Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's the second Sawyer that gets used. That's the first thing that Rabbi Yehuda is saying. And then the second thing is that on that which the Chachamim said, that the status, that the din of the other Sawyer, is that we let it graze until it develops a mum, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that, no, it's Thomas. But Rabbi Yehuda, when he said Thomas, wasn't saying Thomas about the second Sawyer. It's the second Sawyer that's going to be used. He was saying Thomas about the first Sawyer. That's how Rav will learn the Mishnah. V'ika de kamaisiv hachi, says the Gemara, some say that this is what the Gemara asked from the Mishnah, that v'oid amar Rav Yehuda nishpach adam yamos ha-mishtalech, mes ha-mishtalech yishavich adam. The Mishnah had said that if, let's say, after the Kohen Gadol, he does the Gairo, we have a Sayer Lashem, we have a Sayer Lazazo, and they shech, the Kohen Gadol shechs the Sayer Lashem, and he collects the dam now into a kli, so now, and then the dam spills, so then the halacha is, if the dam spills, so then you have to just let the Sayer HaMishtaleach die. And if the reverse happens, if the Sayer HaMishtaleach dies, so then we spill out the dam. So now says the Gemara, again, focusing on the first part of this statement of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said that if the dam spills, so Yamas HaMishtaleach, Bishlama LeRav, it makes sense according to Rav. According to Rav, Reisha Polig Bechata Sibur V'Seifa Pligi B'Bali Chayim. It makes sense the whole Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said two halachos, and both things now we understand what Rabbi Yehuda was coming to say. He was coming to argue on two fronts. In the Reisha, he was arguing about the din of Bechata Sibur, that the Chachamim said the din of Bechata Sibur is that it doesn't go to Misa, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Tamos. And then the Seifa, that the V'Oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he was coming to argue about Bali Chayim, whether or not it's Nidachin or Eina Nidachin. According to the Chachamim, it's Eina Nidachin. And he used the first Sayer, and Rabbi Yehuda was saying that no, if the dam spills, the Sayer HaMishtaleach dies, meaning you don't use the first Sayer. So now we understand the both things that Rabbi Yehuda was saying. First, he was arguing about the din Chatas Tzibur, and then he was arguing about the din of Bali Chaim Nidachin, Reina Nidachin. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Lekuli Alma Bali Chaim Nidachin, and that everybody holds you're going to use the second Sayer, so my Va'oid. Then what was Rabbi Yehuda adding in the Seifa? What's the Va'oid on Rabbi Yehuda? So we mentioned this already in Samach Daladom Abiz, and the Gemara here ends off Kasha, which is similar on Samach Daladom Abiz. The Gemara ended off that, like we said already, that the Mishnah is Mashma like Rav. Here also the Gemara says Kasha, meaning that in a Hanami, the Mishnah Taka is Mashma like Rav. Says the Gemara Beiter, V'ayin Amar Rav Yehuda Nishbach Adam Yamas HaMishtaleach. We said in the Mishnah the sefer of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that if the dam of the Sayer Lashem, if it spills, so then you have to let the Sayer Mishtaleach die. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Anishbech Adam Yamas Mishtaleach. So this did makes a lot of sense. If the dam spills, so then you let the Sayer Mishtaleach die. That makes a lot of sense. Why? The Kati Loyis Avin Mitzvase, because you haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of the Sayer Lashem. You just have the dam. You didn't do any of the Hazois. So you're going to need to get a new Sayer to complete the mitzvah of the Sayer Lashem. Once you have to replace the Sayer Lashem, you're going to have to do it by getting a whole new pair of Seirim, and therefore, Yamis HaMishtaleach. This one you let die, and you get a new pair of Seirim, because since you're going to have to get a new Sayer Lashem, you have to get a new pair. Elameis HaMishtaleach, Amai Yishafich Adam. But why does Rabbi Yehuda say that if the Sayer HaMishtaleach dies, that you have to spill out the dam? What's wrong if the Sayer HaMishtaleach dies? You already did the mitzvah. You did the Geirul already. The fact that you didn't send it to the cliff, so that's not ma'akev. Only the Hagrel is ma'akev. So you don't have to replace the Sayer HaMishtaleach. Since you don't have to replace the Sayer HaMishtaleach, so why do you have to spill out the dam? Just continue on. Use the dam and then Zehu. You won't have a Sayer HaMishtaleach that year. Says the Gemara, Ami Debe Rabbi Anai Amakra, because the Pasuk says regarding the Sayer HaMishtaleach, Yamad Chai Lefnei Hashem L'chaper. It says that how long does it have to stay alive for? Lefnei Hashem L'chaper. Ad Masa Yezakuk Li'eschai. For how long does the Sayer HaMishtaleach have to remain alive? Ad Shas Matan Damim Shal Chaveri. Until L'chaper means until you do the Hazois with the Sayer HaLashem. So therefore, even though there's nothing else regarding Be'etim in the Sayer HaMishtaleach that's Ma'akev, there's a din that it has to be alive until we complete the Hazois of the Sayer HaLashem, since it died. So therefore, we're going to have to get a new Sayer HaMishtaleach. Once we have to get a new Sayer HaMishtaleach, so we have to spill out the dam of the Sayer HaLashem, because we're going to have to get a whole new two Seirim. We're going to have to bring a whole new pair of Seirim. Because in this case, the Sayer HaMishtaleach does need to be replaced. We thought it didn't, because there's nothing else that's ma'akiv in its Aveda. But the Gemara brings a drasha that no, it has to, it has to stay alive until we complete the Hazois of the Sayer HaLashem. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we'll start this Gemara, really it's going to be mainly in the following shir, but we'll start. Tanan says the Mishnah in Shkalim says, Tanan Hasam, B'nat B'nei Ha'ir, Sheshalchu et Shekleim, if let's say you have people that they send their Machzeh Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, every year that they give Machzeh Shekel, so they gave their Machzeh Shekel to a Shliach to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, V'nignivu Aisha Avdu, and while the Shliach was bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Shliach lost the Machzeh Shekel, or the Machzeh Shekel got stolen while he was on his way. The shliach was on his way to deliver the machzeh shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So the halacha is like this, meaning now the shliach has to make a shvuas hashomrim. He has to swear that he doesn't have it, he didn't take it, and he's going to have to swear to who? Does he swear to the person who sent him, to the Bnei Ha'ir, or does he swear to the Gizbar? So says the Mishnah, it depends. Im Nisrma Truma, if the Gizbar already separated the Truma from the Truma Salishka, he took the Truma, the Machzeh Shekel, and put it into the three smaller kupais. So then there's a halacha that when he does that, when the Gizbar is tirim from the Lishka, the halacha is that he has in mind people that their Shkalim are on the way. People that their Shkalim are on the way, he has them in mind. So therefore, if at that point already, the Shkalim that are on the way become like in the Rishus of the Gizbar. And therefore, Nishban the Gizbarin. So therefore, the Shluchim, the messengers, they'll have to make their Shvua to the Gizbar, meaning the Gizbar is considered the Baldin. So they'll make a Shvua to the Gizbar, a Shvua is a Shaimrim to the Gizbar. The Imlav, however, if not, if it wasn't Nisrma Truma, let's say the story happened in the middle of the year, not by other time, so then, not by the different times that that they were tiring from the Lishka. So then Nishban l'Bnei Ha'ir. So then the Bnei Ha'ir are the Bali Din, and therefore the Shluchim will have to make a Shavuos HaShomrim to the Bnei Ha'ir. Now what's going to be the Halacha after the Shluchim make their Shavua? They make a Shavuos HaShomrim to the Bnei Ha'ir, so now they're Pater. So now the Bnei Ha'ir still didn't give their Machzeh Shekel. So Bnei Ha'ir, Shekel Nacherim Tachtein. So the Halacha is that the Bnei Ha'ir then give a new Machzeh Shekel in their place to replace the ones that were lost or stolen. Now, what's the halacha? Nimtzu Aishach Zirim HaGanavim. Let's say they then find the original ones, or then the Ganavim return the original ones. So the halacha is Elu Ve'elu Shkalim Hein. The halacha is the Bnei Ha'ir can't just say, oh great, now we'll use the original ones for next year. No, the halacha is that both shkalim, the original ones and the new ones that they sent, they're both shkalim heim. The ain oilin lahem l'shana haba. You can't use them for the next year. So they can't use it now to buy groceries. They also can't use it for their machzah shekel for the following year. However, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer oilin lahem l'shana haba. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, they could use the original one now for the following year. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that he says that you could use it for the following year? Amar Rava, Rava explains, Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, Chayva Yishal Shana Zu. Things, money that was separated for a Chay for this year, Kreva Yishal Shana Haba. You're able to use it for the next year. Okay, we'll hold it here. Bez Hashem will continue in the following shir.